good girls go to
hub. All the good girls go to the what's up? What's up? Welcome to another episode of Lady and the Harlot. I'm Dagna.
I'm Cheryl.
And welcome. I always have to take a deep breath after all that energy in that first set of beats. I love it. I love this song, by the way. Yeah, so welcome to another episode of Lady and the Harlot. this week's topic is it's going to be fun. How long ago did we post this, actually, on our page? Several weeks ago.
Yeah, it was October 8th.
Yeah, so if you follow our page, we posted a little game called How Kinky Are You? How kinky are you?
I think we've kind of, for Dagna and I, we surpassed everything.
How kinky are you? Round of applause. Yeah. I mean, this is like a basic kink, I guess,
yeah,
game.
I think this is basic stuff.
Right, basic stuff.
I'm sure for people who are in the lifestyle for real, this is just nothing.
This is like a walk in the park.
Yeah, this is child's play.
Yeah. So, you know, they have like blindfold, handcuffs, ankle cuffs, gag, vibrator, butt plug, anal beads, nipple clamps, rope.
All stuff that I have in my secret stash in my bedroom.
Goody closet, goody drawer, yeah. Goody whatever you got. You bought a sex swing? Didn't tell me?
Damn, I need to get one.
Yes, I know you do need to get one.
I still want to be on that show. Right. I so how to build a sex room. Like, yes. I want her to just to come in
and redo.
And redo so I can have like all these things like right there.
Yes. And then I will come and visit. And I'd be like, sister dear, I need this space for a few hours. I don't have room in my apartment for a goodie anything. I mean, have the typical goodie section.
Yeah, but I have everything else except for that one thing.
You have a stripper pole?
I don't have an extra person.
Yeah, you don't have an extra person. You don't have a stripper pole.
Yeah, even though I've done that.
Yes,
you know, and I've done all these things.
Yes, I've done all of these things too.
I just don't have every single one in my house currently. Right.
But basically, it asks how kinky are you, and which ones you would allow in the bedroom. So it's funny, people really don't read. We've had several people tell us what they wouldn't allow. And then I have to go back in and be like, okay, well, what would you allow or explain, you know?
Right.
We got a lot of comments. Some of them, you guys are freaking hilarious. So the highest score that you can get is 100. And it's funny, people were adding their own shit onto the list.
Hey.
Creating their own list. I don't care. It's fun. And it was all in good fun.
For those who wants to, like, you know, spice it up and change it up and send it to us, and so be it. You can.
Yeah. So someone goes, somehow I got a score of 102. I was like, you know, great. Adding bonus points, you know. 85. My focus, actually, though, when I was looking at this list, were the ones that were, like, really low. Did you see those?
Yeah, I'm looking at one that's 45. I mean, I guess they're wild.
So,
now I haven't been looking at the comments as much as you have. Mm-hmm. Like, so, you know, I always say, Dagna is the one. I do the post. Dagna is the one that gets in and dives in and gets into nitty gritty of your comments.
I mean, I really want to get to know you guys and where your head's at. You know, I mean, obviously, like we always say, like, you attract your tribe,
right?
And the way I see it, you know, you guys are our tribe and you guys have your own tribes.
Right.
So like, I want to know, like, where does this come from? What is, you know? So, you know, someone said 54. So I had asked the question, awesome, like, what isn't welcomed in the bedroom for you? And they said, belt can be duct tape, cameras, extra person, stripper pole, or flogger. So, you know, everybody has their own little thing.
Yeah.
Rightfully
I think
so.
For those whose numbers are fairly low, like 47, which is wild.
Did you see 7? I put, wow, okay.
Yeah. I think sometimes you need to get out the box and get out your comfort zone and try other things. Mm-hmm. It doesn't hurt, especially if you're with a special someone. You know, dive in there and, you know, try something different.
Yeah. A few of them, we had a few people that, like, two people that said, like, 7.
Try the rope. You know, some people like that. Like on, you know, getting tied up.
Yep.
Doing it's that thing.
39 to 44. Not sure about the last one. Let's see here.
I'm not sure about the last one, which was what? Extra person?
I guess so. Yeah.
Mm. Not everybody's into the threesomes, which or is couples, fine. You know, yeah. I get that.
Yeah.
Teach his own.
Let's see here. Someone put zero. I said, so straight vanilla, huh? Zero. Like, I wouldn't allow.
No blindfold, anything. No handcuffs. No
nothing.
No ankle cuffs.
Yeah, no nothing. So, like, what are you doing? Watching paint dry?
So boring.
So someone said,
I just want you missionary. Just, that's it.
Not even.
Not even.
Not even. Like, that's probably too risky for them.
Oh, no, that's too extreme.
Don't breathe on my clit. What's the matter with you, you kinky devil, you? Yeah, you. So someone wrote, you missed some of mine. Mm. So, of course, I chime in like. And he goes, I think elbow deep length latex gloves should make an appearance with plenty of lube and a commode seat when you really want to go to kink town. So, hey. Of course, I was laughing at that one.
You want to go Kingstown?
Yes. Someone was like, oh, funny how mine added up to 69.
Dag then.
I can't sometimes. Oh, gosh. Any more categories? So, yeah, I'm just kind of like scrolling through.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's like, not everybody's thing, right? You know, not everybody has a kinky side. Not everybody's into all these things that we've list here.
Mm-hmm.
I think you need to do stuff to spice things up. It just can't be the same old, same old. I mean, it's.
You sound like you're getting aggravated.
Because it gets boring. And then that's when people
stray away.
Yeah. You know, like people just. Some people are very closed-minded.
I guess to me, it's very hard to.
Some people are very old-fashioned. Like, you know, here we're young, you know, but have an old-fashioned way of thinking. Maybe mm-hmm. because of the way they were raised or the way they were brought up. Sometimes, and maybe that like plays a factor.
Sometimes religion plays a role.
Yeah, where, but it's like.
You know, but I can't wrap my head around the, okay, I'm okay with it being basic all the time. Like, I. Can't wrap my head around that.
And that's the person that's hardly having sex.
And then it's like, how do they get someone?
Yeah, because listen, we live in a world that everybody's very, should be very curious. And I think those that are not curious, they're lying to themselves. I think everybody has a curiosity side.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody kind of wonders, what is that like?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, and they're just scared to try. Or they're scared or nervous that, oh, maybe this is not for me. Like, when you look at the list, you see paddle, handcuffs, belt. People instantly think maybe this is going
to
be painful.
And it doesn't have
to
be.
And it doesn't have to be. Yeah, it could just be very sensual. Like somebody just like
grazing
it. Like, you know, like something like a feather, you know, something very light. It doesn't have to come across as what you see on that list.
Yeah.
You know, and I think a lot of people who don't know instantly gravitate towards what they see on TV. Oh, mm-hmm. this is some kinky, you know, off the wall shit.
Yeah.
You know, and it doesn't have to be.
And I really wonder where that comes from, where people see those things and automatically assume like, oh, I'm going to be in pain. I'm going to be bleeding. I'm going to be, you know, and it doesn't have to be that way.
No. Well, like, you know, some people it's kind of like that.
Well, yeah. I mean, but those, but that's why there's a,
but there's different levels to everything.
You have to have that conversation.
This is what I'm comfortable with.
Yeah.
Do it this way.
Uh-huh.
And, you know.
And this is why I don't understand. So let's say somebody's very basic and very like, I don't like this and I don't like that. And they meet someone, they have a good connection with that person. And the other person is actually into these things. And a lot of times they'll just settle to be with that person, which sucks. It's like, okay, you got them at this moment in time, but then it's going to get old very, very fast.
Right. Of course.
So how do you keep them there? Unfortunately, you don't, because they stray away to fulfill that need,
that urge.
That urge of like, I wanna, you know, choke my partner and now I can't because I feel some sort of way. Yeah. You know?
I like that.
Yes, I know. Me too. So this one guy wrote a whole fucking paragraph, but it's funny. He said, that's all fun for beginners. Add in a shock wand, which should have been on there, I felt also.
Right.
A strap on for one of the two women present. A Sivian Extreme for Force Orgasms, which I need to invest in one because I've been dying for one for years. Earmuffs for total sensory deprivation in conjunction with blindfold and nostril plugs, sensory pinwheels. You know me, I'm the sensory girl. A full-on manual hoist suspension system, a low pillory victim in doggy style position. A low handless pommel horse with multiple floor mounts tied
where
down.
Where do you live?
Where are you? A multi-pressure water hose, like fireman use, a soundproof enclosure in the closet or corner of a room for a gimp play, and your score will be up closer to 1,000. Of course, this is all a dungeon or red room setup and not normal bedroom attributes. But
no, this is not normal stuff.
Will definitely raise your freak level to the stratosphere. Absolutely. I guess we're in the freak the freak level stratosphere.
Yeah. You know why? Because I think for us, we've done the basic. Then now we need something a little bit more to stimulate us. Yeah. You know? So it's just not the...
I mean, I don't...
I don't mind doing the basic, obviously, from time to time. But then you have those moments so where you just want to like...
Yeah. Just let go and not think about anything and just go for it. Yeah. But I loved what he wrote. And yeah, I think I will write him and ask him, where does he live?
But I like where his mind is at.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's serious by what he's saying. But he knows a lot.
Someone's like, somehow I got 200. Weird. Mind like you, that. Like I said, the highest score you can get is 100.
They added some extra things into there.
Yeah, someone put, I would leave the edibles out, but if makes my partner in crime happy, I go for 100. Edibles not even on the list, and that's not even the kink. So I don't understand where you got that from.
Yeah, edibles aren't really a thing. It's not.
Yeah. I mean, there's different types of edibles. So,
right.
You know, some, like Cheryl and I had spoken about, some give you that high, and then some just puts you right to sleep.
True.
True story.
I need to get some more of the ones that don't put me to sleep.
Right. Right.
You just reminded me about that.
Right? very soon, my dear, very soon. Let's see here. I tried them all. 45. So I had, you know, like I said, I've been reaching out to a lot of the people that had comments and stuff. Someone wrote 53 points. Oh, no, I mean 73 points.
They added something extra.
Wait a minute. I forgot that I would do that.
Right. Who would not try, you know, obviously chocolate. That's very simple. Mm-hmm. Chocolate syrup is very plain.
It doesn't hurt.
No. ice cream, whipped cream, anything that is an edible, anything that you could just kind of lick up or eat off somebody. Mm-hmm. You know, so those are very basic things in my mind. A blindfold should be basic as well.
Right.
You know, and I'm just trying to figure out how do they get to these points for the ones that are kind of fairly basic, you know, without going to any extreme.
Yeah.
I think video camera, you know, getting video is basic as well, but not everybody's comfortable with that.
Yeah.
Either.
I think that the video camera, I mean, there are those people out there that that's what gets them off is being watched,
right?
You know, and the video camera thing is like, okay, well, that's the biggest way to reach the masses,
right?
You know,
without having other people, like if you're not comfortable with having people physically watch, then that would be the next level of something very simple is the video camera,
right?
But because that's watching you, and then you can watch it after.
Yes. But then you have to also factor in, like me personally, I like just being with my partner. I don't want like the whole world to fucking see.
No. Of course. You know? This should be something that is just with you and the person that you're with. It shouldn't be shared.
That episode of American Horror Story.
Yeah, that shit was fucked up. I love you. But this is why I put it on blast. For the world to see.
Put it on blast.
Oh, gosh.
So let's see here. I reckon I'm off the board. Then I reckon you and I should figure out how far off the board we are for scientific research, obviously. I love how our following interact with each other. So yeah,
that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I love that. I love when you guys interact with each other. So one person was like, you know, I reckon I'm off the board, and then this person chimes in, tags them, and says, then I reckon you and I should figure out how far off the board we are for scientific research, obviously. Oh my god. At least you know I can make you laugh too. That's a pretty smile you have, by the way. I have no idea. I'm guessing these two know each other. I do not mean the last one on the list, but I'm in the one I went back and picked up. Only him and I are allowed in our bedroom. No third parties allowed. I don't understand that. That's very confusing to read.
Right. Now, have you tried a cane? Have you done that part?
I haven't done it, but I'm open to it.
Right.
I haven't done it, but I am open to it. That's the thing. There's some on here that I haven't done, which
you haven't.
Actually, someone in particular was very surprised that I haven't done some of these, but
now I've done the blindfold, handcuffs, yes, ankle, yes, you know, cuffs, gag, vibrator, yeah, butt plug.
Yeah.
Anal bead. That's nothing. Nipple clamps, which I have in my drawer. Rope, which I have.
Oh, you know what?
I mean,
you know
the
what?
Duct tape, I have not. Yeah. That sounds a little
bit. I was married to an electrician, but no, he put duct tape on everything.
Yeah, I did not do the duct tape. I've never done that one before, so I can really honestly say that. Sex swing, I have.
Yes.
Stripper pole, I have.
See, I flogger. Want to do the sex swing. I haven't done that yet.
Yeah. Chocolate syrup, yeah. Yeah. Paddles, yeah. Yes, I have. I have one. I'm part of a sorority, so.
it's a mandatory thing. But you know what? I'm also very, very... I guess big about is safety and cleanliness. Yes. I don't like people using toys on me that have been used on other people.
No, that's disgusting.
It is.
Everything should be clean.
Yes.
Yeah.
So people that have toys, please clean your toys properly
after you and use them.
Yeah. And be thoughtful of who you're using them on, especially if you're talking about a serious relationship with someone.
Right.
Yeah.
I haven't done the cane, the belt. I haven't really.
I've done that.
I don't remember if I have.
Yeah,
and maybe I have, and I don't really recall. Video camera, maybe obviously.
Maybe it didn't impress you.
He wasn't hitting me hard enough. I don't know.
He doesn't have to be hitting you. He could be choking you.
Yeah. Well, no, I have no. Well, then yes, that's a no. I haven't.
Yeah.
I've done the hot wax, whipped cream, yes, ice I've cream, and extra person, obviously. Yeah, yes, I have. That. So, I mean, there's probably like three things, you know, three or two things I have not done on here.
But we're open to all.
Yeah, I am. But it has, you know, you have to do these things with the right person, you know, obviously. And a person that's listened to communicate with you and hear you if it's too much at that moment, if they're doing it too light or too hard, you know, and yeah.
There was a video I had sent to.
I know my partner, the person that I'm with, he's open, I'm sure, to trying.
Oh yeah,
of course. Don't know about everything, but you know,
a good. That's why you guys have conversations.
Yeah,
that's what talking is for. People get very, like I said, they get very confused. They see things like this on a page and automatically assume that it has to hurt or whatever.
No, it could be very sensual. And then there's feathers too. That, I mean, that's very simple, but you know, it could be very sensual. But again, as I said, it's always depends on the person that you're with and having that understanding before you try anything.
Right. So yeah. So I was saying like I saw this video this morning actually, and I sent it to a friend of mine. And I felt like it was extremely spot on. And this is what people get confused about. So let me see if it will play.
Okay.
But it definitely explains the dom submissive aspect or dynamic.
I think we're both dom and submissive. I think I'm very dominant, but I could be very submissive with the right person. Right.
I'm very submissive because... Mm-hmm. I tell this to people all the time. In my normal life, I'm telling people what to do all the time, and I get tired of it.
Right.
So I don't mind. I have those moments where I'm
I like to play both sides.
Yes, I do. But when it comes to like, if I had to think about majority of the time, I'm more of the submissive type. So
right.
Let's see what she says here. Let's see if it plays because. So, 1 second.
Someone's ass does not make you a dom. Owning whips and chains doesn't make you a dom. Using your schlong like a jackhammer doesn't make you a dom. Many people equate dominance with violence, and that is simply not true. A good dominant is somebody who has a lot of respect, is a great communicator, knows how to push their sub's limits whilst respecting their boundaries, and often prioritizes their sub's needs over their own. If you meet a dom and all they're talking about is having a lot of control and the things that they want to do to you, and don't even mention what your boundaries are, what your soft and hard limits are, how they're able to create a safe space for you, and what your aftercare needs are, then run away.
So I...
Very true.
Very, very true. So that's why I said those conversations need to be had.
Because if they are not interested in what how you feel, and they're not taking that time to talk about it with you, but they're only bringing up what I want to do all the time, then yeah, run the fuck away.
Yes.
Because that's just somebody who just wants to control you. And that is not fun.
No, it's not. And yeah, so and having a safe space in general.
Yeah.
Whether there's kink in there or not, yeah. I feel it should be a thing.
Yeah, because you have to feel safe and comfortable with the person that you're with.
Yeah.
And if a person makes you feel a little bit on edge, especially during that, you know, when you're kind of letting yourself go, that's not ideal.
Yeah. So I love that video. I saw it this morning. I was just like, yeah, this is fucking spot on. and so hopefully this educates you guys. And thank you for playing along with this game.
I know. I know Dagna, you know, brought it up and saw it and then decided to post it. Yeah. I thought it was a good idea.
Sorry. I'm just, you know, just preparing things here. I'm multitasking as I'm talking to you guys.
Yeah. But there's just so much that I think when it comes down to being in this world, kink world, for those, it should be something to be explored and not something to be feared or scared of, or because it's just not, it doesn't come across, you know, to you that it's not something that you should turn away from.
Right. There's nothing to be scared of as long as you guys can communicate. So,
at the end of the day.
Yeah. So I loved that you guys interact with us. I want you guys to continue to interact with us. And some of the conversations you guys have with me on the DMs are just hilarious. So please keep writing if you want to reach out to us. And like I said, if it's something in detail, it's better to send an email.
Right.
So please send it to ladyandtheharlot@gmail.com.
Let me ask you a question.
Okay. Shoot.
Just like, okay. Okay, so for you, what was the most kinkiest thing that you've done or experienced?
The most kinkiest thing?
Yeah, in terms of, you know, being with somebody in that moment, you know, in terms of the list or even outside of the list that could be very, extreme.
I have several episodes that replay in my head.
Right.
But of course, I mean, it seemed to me is very basic.
Now to you, it's basic.
It is. It really is.
At the time, was it basic then?
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, like, I think the most extreme things I've done have been outside.
In public.
In public.
Yeah, because, you know, this girl over here, she likes to get down with other people driving by and watching.
No, not even necessarily driving by. I mean,
you're like, who's that girl in that car? What are they doing? Just like when I was driving here to Staten Island, and I'm driving slow, and I'm like, oh god, damn this traffic. And I look and I see the pickup truck in front of me, and I see this girl every minute, like bending over, and I'm like, at some point I started paying attention, like, what is she doing? And
I remember those days.
And then I see her position herself, you know, like getting as if she's getting on her knees on the seat. And then she physically bends over and starts literally sucking this guy's dick. Okay. And I'm seeing the guy in the back seat. Nobody's in the front seat with the other guy. Mm-hmm. And I'm instantly, I call Dagna and I'm like,
I'm like, this is for them. I'm so happy.
Yeah. This is
like,
something interesting to kind of, you know, spice up my morning since I'm sitting here fucking bored in traffic.
On our way to Staten Island. Yeah, I mean, it's so hard to think back sometimes.
To some people, that's a kink, you know? Yeah. Fucking in the car, like, as they're driving.
I've done that.
Me too.
I've done that. I've done... yeah, a lot of my stuff was outside. And then, you know, using toys, that's a constant. That's like a normal thing to me that doesn't come across as kinky.
No, neither does it.
Right, I mean, right. No. It's just like...
Yeah. It's just something that we've always incorporated. So it's nothing out of the ordinary.
Nothing out of the box. Like,
yeah,
you know.
I think for us, the things that we've done is normal. Become normal.
It's normal. Yeah.
But to others may not be.
We've become the basic bitches that we try not to talk. We don't really like talking about.
But we're not basic because there's a lot of women who wouldn't try the things that we've done and then usually, continue to do.
Yeah, usually it's the guy that will be like, hey, let's do this right here, right now. You know?
Right.
It's not really... The women
I like being with a guy who's very open-minded, who's just like, let's do this, let's do that, mm-hmm, you know, mm-hmm. And that excites me to want to do it.
Yeah, especially the fact that you know that he wants to do that with you.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's how I am.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm kind of like, hey, whatever you want to do, I'm down.
100%.
Right. So, yeah. And I'm hoping in return, the dude is the same way.
Yeah, of course.
I'm still thinking, girl. I'm fucking tired. I'm still thinking. Yeah, I've done a lot of things that just are out of the ordinary.
I can't wait to actually watch this. We haven't even watched American Horror Story, New York, which is kind of very into the whole
BDSM.
Yeah,
New York
scene. Yeah,
and so that's why I was like, when they started to promote it, I was like, oh my god, I wonder if it's really like what it was back in the day,
right?
Because you and I were both. We never ran into each other, which was funny.
No, but we both went to those clubs before, and there was some crazy shit.
Yeah.
There's rooms designated for different things.
Yeah.
And then you walk in. It's wild.
Yeah, and you walk in, and just people are just doing whatever they want.
Right.
You know, and to you, it's just like, okay, whatever. This couple is fucking over here. This person's whipping this person. This woman is, you know, putting a butt plug of some guy's ass while he's chained to the wall. Like,
crazy shit.
So
it's not crazy to us anymore.
No,
you know, but I think back then experiencing for the first time and seeing it, I'm like, wow.
Well, I mean, I told you, so I'm like, one of my exes was into spanking, but he was into getting spanked,
right?
You know, and I'm like, I don't mind getting spanked. I fucking don't mind it at all.
Yeah.
But he, you know, he's a Southern boy and he had never been to New York. Mm-hmm. And we used to have a bar in the Lower East Side that was just a fetish kink bar.
Right.
Obviously, it's no longer. Yeah, it's obviously not even around anymore.
Which really sucks.
Yeah.
And it's fucking boring now.
I know. And then I remember having him come visit me and taking him there. He didn't know where we were going.
Right.
He just thought we're going to a bar. Mm-hmm. Right. We go in and he's just like, all of a sudden, his eyes are just like, whoa, oh my God. Like, is this really happening? Like, what is, you know? Mm-hmm. So I had gotten up. And I told him I was going to the bathroom. But what I really did was I paid a girl to tie him up on the wall and spank him, right? So I come back and we're talking and she comes over and she's very, dominant one, obviously.
Right.
And she's like, you come with me. Mm-hmm. And he's just looking at me like, honey, like, what is going on? I was like, go. And he's like, what? Like, I said, get up and go. And he's like, all right. She brings him up on the stage and she ties him up on the wall. And pulls his pants down. And he's just looking back at me like he's like in shock. Like, is this really happening? Like, you're okay with this? Like, what? And I'm just like smiling there. And I had a camera. I'm like, honey, smile. Like,
you're on candid camera.
Welcome to New York, babe. I hope you're having a good time. Yeah. And it just made me so happy because he was just like so happy.
Into it. Yeah.
He was so turned
on. I love to see that.
Yeah.
You know, to see the other person's enjoyment, you know, when it comes
down
to it.
And of course, I got the best sex that night because of I was
because you
did that
for him,
you know. But yeah, that was fun. It was good times. I missed that place.
Good times.
Yes, you know, or being tied up and the girls pouring hot wax. You know, I've done all of that, and it doesn't faze me.
Yeah,
it doesn't faze me anymore.
It doesn't, you know. Because there was a period of not doing that.
Mm-hmm.
That now it's like, okay, I want to like venture. That. Yeah, I want to venture back into all of that, even though to us it's kind of basic. Mm-hmm. But we haven't been doing it, you know, mm-hmm.
we're out the game.
Yeah, we're kind of out of the game. Now we need to get back into the game.
You know what? My game right now is taking care of me. My fucking inbox has been flooded with messages. Because
hey baby,
hey, you're single. Like, calm
you
down,
mingle?
Yes, I'm like, calm down, cowboy. Yeah, no, I'm just, like I said, I'm just taking care of me, and when I find the, you know, one, someone that I'm vibing with very, yeah, very well, and
who's a super freak like you,
yes, exactly, and has availability to be with me,
yeah,
when I need it, then yeah, I will probably venture back in.
Yeah, I'm trying to venture back in now.
Oh, you will. You're already
slowly
there.
Yeah. Slowly.
Daddy will be, you know, responding to this call that you're giving right now, I'm sure.
He's very open-minded, which I'm glad.
Yes.
And he likes those things.
Mm-hmm. Good. I'm glad. So
that's a good thing. When you meet somebody who is very open-minded, just as you are, and mm-hmm, you could explore and do as much as you want together, and you know that person, as we said, mm-hmm, is on the same page as you.
Yeah.
And to me, that's all I want.
Right. Right. So, sorry, I'm having candy corn.
Yeah, sorry, she's smacking in your ear. We do apologize. Yeah. For some people, that's a sensory thing. They love that.
Well, then enjoy.
That could be a kink too.
Yes.
Different types of kinks.
Yeah. So, everything. I mean, I can't think of a specific time.
Right.
I could think of numerous times, and they were all different.
You right. Know? You know, for me, it's my 20s was like a whirlwind of debauchery. It's just
there,
like,
was no love, just
just crazy shit. Mm-hmm. You know, exploring and trying different things, as I think everybody should in their youth.
This is the thing. You've always been curious ever since we were kids.
Yeah, I've always been curious.
So I told you guys, and I probably a few episodes way back, like, oh, Cheryl, you can tell Cheryl, hey, don't push this red button because the world might end. And then she'd be like, will it really though? Let me push this red button.
Yeah, I would. I so would. Because I feel like everybody's curious about something. It doesn't hurt to try it, mm-hmm, at least once. And if, mm-hmm, you don't like it, then and you don't have to do it again.
Yeah.
You know, and I've always been one to try it. And then 10 times out of 10, I usually, you know, if it's something sexual, I enjoy it. And I stick to it. Mm-hmm. But whatever I don't do it again.
Right. And then you don't want to overkill it by doing it all the time either.
Yeah. Then so it's not fun anymore.
Right. Then you want to make sure that it's sporadic. It's every once in a while. Yeah. You know, it's like me, holidays. Veterans Day, Memorial Day, Columbus Day.
So funny.
Yeah. Bring out the kinks on the holidays.
Yeah. But at the end of the day, sex should be fun. It should be exciting.
Free.
Yeah, you should be free to be yourself, yeah, and enjoy it. If it's not fun if you're just laying there and just...
I recently had a married man that I hooked up with once tell me how much he loved how free I was. And which boggled my mind, because it's like...
I had somebody tell me that, yes, too. But and this, like, I think to myself, what kind of women were you with before?
Yeah. What did you marry?
How were they? Like, yeah, how were they in bed? I don't understand. Right. I really don't.
I don't get it.
You know, like, are they just there being quiet, just looking at you, looking into space?
No, they're making love like The Notebook.
Come on.
They're making love like Titanic.
I'm gonna keep it real. I've never ever made love, okay?
Because you've never been in love.
No, I haven't.
So there,
I haven't even, really been in love.
You can't even speak on it.
Yeah, but then when people talk about love making, it just sounds so...
Am I thinking right?
Yeah. She's reading my mind.
I'm always in your head, as you're in mine. I've made love many times, and it's beautiful. It's so emotional. It's beautiful.
It's just like that song. Yeah. Remember the song where I said I want to cry?
Yes.
You know, yeah, was it the last episode?
Two episodes ago. Yeah.
With Unchained Melody. You know, that is a love making song. It's very sad. Mm-hmm. It's not sad, but it's very passionate, beautiful, and loving and beautiful.
Right.
And that should be with somebody who you really love.
Right.
I've never truly, I could honestly say, been in love to, mm-hmm, really have those emotions
and
feelings.
I have it to the point where you want to fucking cry because it's so fucking beautiful.
Yeah.
I've had that. And it is nice, but it's very, very rare. Extremely rare.
Yeah.
Where you're both on the same page and there, and you can see into the person's soul and your body just is on a different type of high.
Mm.
I love it. I'm a very emotional person.
I would like
in general,
to experience that one day while I'm still young and with this body.
Do you want to experience it at like a king club? Cause it ain't going to happen there. I'm sorry. I hate to break it to you. while some husband's wife is getting banged out to your right.
Let's go and make love in this kink club right now.
I wonder, hey guys, has there ever been love making at a kink club? For you kinky bastards out there that listen to us, can you please let us know?
I don't think so.
Actually,
that's something that has to be between two people in a more intimate space.
Yeah. You know who I would love level. To ask that question to, and who probably will tell me a story behind it?
Who?
Greek.
We should have him back on again,
right? We should have him back on again. If
and
you
pick
want
his brain,
yeah. Yeah, I'm sure he would love to tell you guys more stories of his adventures. But yeah, anyway, I'm gonna wrap up this week's episode. If you want to reach out to us on Facebook or Instagram, you want to give out the info.
Instagram, Lady and the Harlot. Mm-hmm. Everything is Lady and the Harlot. www.ladyandtheharlot.com, our page.
Mm-hmm.
Click, there's a link that you can click onto our merch and it'll take you to Tee Public where we have a little bit of everything and the holidays are coming up.
Yep.
And Facebook, Instagram, Lady and the Harlot. Check out our, you know, if you like what you hear.
Mm-hmm. Subscribe.
Yes,
and leave a
please
message.
Please do. And a positive review. One because positive we're only... Review. We're only here. We're only spreading good vibes and we're shedding our love and advice and
experience.
Yes. An experience. As crazy as it may sound or be.
Right.
You know.
Yeah. So with that, I am Dagna.
I'm Cheryl.
And thank you for joining us on Lady and the Harlot podcast. Thank you. All the good girls, all the good girls, all the good girls, all the good girls, all the